Turning your Bibles to Psalms 150. This morning I started a two-part sermon, The Lion of Praise. The Lion of Praise. Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And the word Judah means praise. And one night when I was praying, I said, Jesus, you're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And all of a sudden these words came out of my mouth. I said, you are the Lion of Praise. When I said that, I jumped to my feet and I said, what a word from God, that when it comes to you and me, Jesus, he is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world to take away our sins. But when you start praising him and you're fighting the battles of life, he shows up in the battle and he becomes the Lion of Praise. Nothing comes down until something goes up. And praise activates the spirit world where God is concerned. And God comes down and he enthrones and he inhabits our praises. I'm going to start with Psalms 150, verse 1, where I started this morning. And just lay a little background and I'm going into part 2. But the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him upon string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. If you got breath when you breathe in, you ought to breathe out some praise. If you got breath, you ought to have your mouth open, shouting and praising God for his wonderful works to the children of men. Psalms 150 begins with that phrase, praise you the Lord. Many of the psalms, they're psalms of praise. And the last five psalms of the 150th division of the psalms, they begin with and conclude with that phrase, praise you the Lord. Well, they begin with and they conclude with the phrase, hallelujah. Every one of those last five psalms, hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest note of praise, whether it is in heaven or whether it is on the earth. If you were to go to heaven right now and you wanted to hear the highest note of praise that could be given to God, it would be the word hallelujah. In fact, hallelujah is a heavenly language, and praise is God's address. My little daughter came here, actually my granddaughter, was 2 years of age, and she stood right there. She got out of her mother's arms on a Sunday morning service when we were worshiping God, and the Spirit was moving, and she started dancing. And she danced and danced, and her mother was going to stop. I said, let that child praise God. And I let her dance, and then she went home, and I've got it on my phone. I actually posted it on Facebook. She started singing this song, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And she's just singing away, a two-year-old child. And I said, Jessica, did you teach her that song? She said, no, Daddy. I said, did she learn it at the Child Development Center? Did they teach it to her there? She said, no, Daddy. Said she came home after that service, and she just started singing, hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that a little child shall lead them. But the church has lost its praise. And it's time for us to get our hallelujahs and our glories. And our thank you, Jesus, from my heart. It's time for the church to get that back in the church. It's time for us to get our dance back. I cut my teeth on Pentecostal pews, amen. We didn't have chairs. We had Pentecostal pews. And I can remember that floor would get to rocking up and down like that. And they wore the halves and buns back then. They'd get to dancing all over the place. I would go to sleep on the back pew because you didn't go home till the saints finished worshiping God. And we didn't have a whole lot, but we had a whole lot of God. And they would dance, they would shout, they would sing. If you ever got in the altar and you didn't need sanctification, they would pray you through till you got sanctified holy. And then they'd just keep on praying till you got through to the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them. But they were praising people. They were shouting people. And I remember when after coming home from Vietnam and 17 years of having dreams and not being able to be the type of person that I should be, have, I went to the cross one night. I started praying. I said, God, I know you're real, and I know that you're there, and I need help. And God spoke to me that night, said, when the morning comes, you get up, go home to that Pentecostal church you were reared in, and give your heart to my son, Jesus. I had to ride 60 miles. I went in there, and I got gloriously saved. I mean, I got saved, and if you weren't saved, I felt like everybody should be saved. I still feel that way. I want everybody to enjoy this salvation. But I remember I was working in the secular world at that time, and I remember one day I walked out of my office, and I went by my secretary's office, and I was singing that old song, Satisfied, Satisfied, No Sorrow Will Ever Get You Down. And then I said, oh, God, that's what's wrong with your people. They're saved, and they're sanctified, and they're satisfied. I said, where's the dance? Where's the shout? I would literally go home and weep. I would cry because the church had lost its shout and had lost its praise. But you know what? It never stopped me from praising God. I'm a praiser. I'm a dancer. I'm going to praise God. I'm not going to let some rock praise the Lord for me. Give me a little more volume, brother, on this. Hallelujah. No need for me to fight this thing all night with my voice being right now. But hallelujah, it is the highest note of praise, whether it's in earth or in heaven. Right now, the angels in the glory world, they are continually praising God. I've got Bible for it, Revelation 19:1. Look at it. John said, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. Look at verse 3. And again they said, hallelujah. And verse 4 says, and the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. And the Bible says, and the voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants and ye that fear him, both small and great. And in response to that voice, there was another voice in verse 6 that said it was the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, look at this, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. I tell you what, we need to be ready. We need to be ready, whether he comes in the moment of death or whether he comes in the clouds of glory. We need to be ready to meet the Lord in the air. See, one way that the bride gets herself ready is through praise. Look at verse 7 again. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready. It's talking about all the hallelujahs, all the glories, all the praise, all the adoration that's going on in heaven. I preached it this morning. You know, we live in a sort of entertainer, performer type world. People are looking for a good entertainer. I'm not looking for an entertainer. I used to say if I wanted to hear a good song, I'd go buy me a record, and that's just sort of dates me. Now it's moved to tapes, and then it moved to CDs and MP3 players. We got all kind of stuff out there now. But I'm not looking to be entertained. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking to worship him. I'm looking to praise him. Give me a little more volume, brother, on these monitors. I'm looking for him who loved me and saved me and wash me in his own precious blood. Hallelujah. God is a great God. And when we get into real praise, we lose sight of everything that is around us, and we begin to focus on him. Hallelujah. My subject tonight, the Lion of Praise, part 2. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for the singing, for the worship. Have we been seated together in heavenly places tonight in Christ? Lord, take these words, O God, and let them produce in our spirit, man, a praise, Lord, that just comes spontaneously as we think of what you have done in our hearts and in our lives. Let us, O God, live in the spirit. where all things are possible. And let us give you the praise that is due your name. For Lord, you created us so we could praise you and love you. Bless us tonight. And everyone said in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. When we get into real praise, we lose sight of everything that is around us. And then we begin to see him who is high and lifted up. The Bible says to praise him in the sanctuary. And then we're to praise him in the firmament of his power. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. And wherever we are, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation, whether you're on the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley, whether you got plenty of money or you have a little money, whether you're sick in your body or you're walking in great health, there is a secret weapon called praise. And if you will learn to release praise into the atmosphere, God comes down and enthrones himself over that praise. The devil is paralyzed by our praise. He does not want you to praise God. He wants you to have a form and a fashion that denies the power of God. But guess what else it denies? It denies the presence of God. Because when you start to praise him, God comes down, he inhabits, he dwells, and he lives among the praises of his people. Hallelujah. The Bible says, praise you the Lord. And it says it like this in Psalms 148, beginning in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise him, ye sun and moon. You see that? Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and the waters that be above the heaven. You see, heaven is the starting point. Amen. And that's where praise begins. And then it descends on down to the other realms of God's glory. And then it comes right on down to the earth. Hallelujah. Just think about it. Think about what's going on right now in the glory world, in heaven itself. The angels are praising God. 10,000 upon 10,000 and thousands upon thousands of angels are praising God right now. When we get to heaven, the angels in the glory world, they're going to be praising him. And the redeemed children of God, we're going to begin to sing the song of the Lamb. Hallelujah. They won't even understand the song of the redeemed. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. And when the church starts, hallelujah, that angelic choir over there, they'll just have to fold their wings, those that have wings, the cherubims and the seraphims, amen. And they'll just have to fold those wings, and they'll just have to stand there and scratch their head and say, what's going on with those people? I imagine they wonder why in the world God loves us so much. They've never even sinned. Yet we were born and conceived in sin and iniquity, and we've been redeemed from that by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the angels, they'll just have to stand by and watch the church praise him who loved them, us, you and me, and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. He has redeemed us unto God through his own precious blood. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful time of glories and hallelujahs. Amen. I told them, you heard me said, I want my mansion on Holy Ghost Avenue. Amen. Right down next to Hallelujah Boulevard. I want to look old brother David up. I'm going to say, David, I want you to show me how you dance when they brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. Come on, David, let's dance. I'm going to show you how I dance when that nail-scarred hand hit me and the power of the Holy Ghost erupted inside of my heart. And I realized, hallelujah, that all I had to do was praise him, and I couldn't contain it because I thought about what he did for me, and I thought about where he brought me from. Oh, he walked around a lot of good people to get to me. Walked around a man with a Ph.D., amen. I got a Th.D. now, hallelujah, but I didn't have one then. And he walked around them and walked around some lawyers and some fine folks and some dignified people and reached way over there into the cesspool of sin and iniquity. Laid his hand upon me. and said, I choose you. Oh, didn't he do it? Didn't he lay his hand on you? Didn't he redeem you? Didn't he wash you in his blood? Didn't he deliver you? Didn't he sanctify you? Didn't he fill you with his power and his glory? Hasn't he supplied all you need? Hasn't he always been there when you were going through the hard places? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, the devil, he hates our praise because he used to lead the choir in heaven. But we've taken his place. And now God inhabits our praises. Amen. The devil doesn't want you to praise God. His whole body was a musical instrument. And pipes and all kinds of stuff and music. He was the anointed cherub. Amen. But he lost his place. And guess who took his place? The church. And we're to sing praise. I tell you, we're way behind on our praise. We're to sing praise unto our God. Amen. But not only are the angels and his hosts praising him right now, but the starry heavens, they are praising him. Look at verse 3, Psalms 148:3. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. See, the sun, the greater light, and the moon, the lesser light, and they are joined together singing praise unto God. They sing the anthem of praise unto him, who is the Father of all lights, in whom there is no shadow or verminous of turning. The stars, he said, praise him, all ye stars. The stars praise him as they twinkle in their silver sockets. They're saying, praise God who put us here. As they streak across the sky, hallelujah's comets, they're saying, praise ye the Lord. And the Bible says he telleth the number of stars and he calleth them all by name. Oh, he's a great God, and his ways are past finding out. And if he knows all the stars by name, and if he knows every hair that's upon your head, doesn't he know where you are? Doesn't he know who you are? And can't he solve your problems? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you can just look up into the heavens tonight, and the stars are praising God tonight. I mean, those inanimate objects that don't have any breath, they're praising him. The sun and the moons and all those things and that are going on in the orbits right now, they're praising God, saying, praise God who put us here. Hallelujah. My Lord. Do you have any Bible for that? The sun and the moons are praising God. You better believe I do. Look, Psalms, the 19th Psalm, David said in Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. The firmament showeth forth his handiworks. Day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. It doesn't matter whether you were born in America, whether you were born somewhere on the backside of a desert or born in a continent where the modern world has never come to. I just got back from Zambia. It does not matter. Hallelujah. God says that the heavens declare his glory. The firmament, nature itself, shows forth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech. There is no speech nor language that God's voice is not heard. That's something inside of every man. When God created man, he breathed into him. He became a living soul. And that was God's way of saying, you'll always be connected to me. There's a chamber in your heart. There's a little place that I've placed inside of you that nothing in the world can ever satisfy. The only thing that can ever satisfy that is for you to be washed in the blood of my son, the sacrificial lamb, to be born again of God's spirit, to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. So all of a sudden your heart just evokes, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah to the lamb. Glory, 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 glory. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard the stars praise God? Have you ever heard the sun and the moon praise him? See, you can get down low in your spirit, and you can look up into the heavens, and you can see the sun and the moon. And you can hear them, if you listen real close, as they say, praise God who put us here. The firmaments declare his glory. And something rises up in your soul. And if those inanimate objects can praise him, oh, let us who have breath, let us praise him with all of our heart. Then we come on down from the starry heavens to the aerial heavens, where the birds are flying around. Oh, I never thought I would become a bird watcher. Amen. You remember? Well, that wasn't a bird watcher song. It said, I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I mean, that's all of that song. I live next door to the guy that played the bass guitar. That thing made a gold record. Amen. He had it on his wall and still getting some royalties from that song. And I'm thinking, well, I'm a girl watcher. No, I'm a boy. I'm a bird watcher. My wife and I watch the birds. We feed them. We got about 19, sometimes I'll count 29 bird feeders out there in our yard. And I told my wife, I said, I never thought I would get to the place in my life that I was a bird watcher. But I watch the birds, hallelujah. And they're beautiful, the aerial heavens. And we come on down from the starry heavens to the aerial heaven, whether it be the dove of the morning in Psalms 55, where David said, if I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Whether it be the black raven of the valley that Solomon spoke of in Proverbs chapter 30. Whether it be the sparrow that setteth upon the rooftop in Psalms 102. Whether it be the eagle that stirreth up her nest and spreadeth abroad her wings and fluttereth over her young that Moses talked about in Deuteronomy 32. Whether it be the stork that knoweth his appointed time that Jeremiah spoke about. All of them, all of those birds, they have a hallelujah all their own. They are all winged praises going through the heavens, praising God in one harmonious song. Oh, I love to listen to the birds. I lost part of my hearing in Vietnam. But my wife, she said, you hear that bird? I said, no, I can't hear it. She said, that squeak in the dash is about to run me crazy. Can you? I said, it doesn't bother me a bit. It doesn't. Amen. There's some little things that don't bother me because I can't hear them. Compliments of Vietnam, United States Marines. Amen. But anybody that's ever been around loud noises, I'll never forget when I come back from Vietnam, they said, you lost part of your hearing. Said, have you been around any loud noises? I'm thinking to myself, what kind of question is that, you know? Yeah, I've been around a few loud noises, but hallelujah. God has all types of objects and creation that are praising him right now. He said, praise him, all the earth, and ye dragons of the deep. He comes on down to the earth, and he says, praise him, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy winds fulfilling his word. Praise him, fire and hail. Praise him, cold and heat. Praise him, snow and vapors. That's falling flakes and rising clouds. Praise him, ye opposites. Praise him, ye two extremes. Amen. Let everything in the creation come together and praise and magnify him. Then he says, praise him, all ye mountains and hills. Praise him, ye fruit trees and all ye cedars. The mountains are praising him. But I'm not going to let some mountain cry out and praise for me. Amen. Jesus said if the people did not praise him, that the very rocks would cry out and praise him. I'm not going to let the rocks do my praising, but the rocks do cry out and they do praise him. But I've got breath. And he says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Oh, my friends, the mountains do praise him. And the firmaments, they do show forth his handiwork. And I want to tell you, I'm not going to let those inanimate objects do my praising. I'm not going to stand in the church and watch some saint get blessed and not praise him. Sister Clara, I feel like you're about to take off about any time. And if you do, hallelujah, I'll just get right up there with you. Woo! And praise him and glorify him. Hallelujah. He's to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And you got to start somewhere. Amen. He said, oh, I think I might be in the flesh. Well, you are in the flesh. Amen. But, you know, in your spirit, your spirit's inside of you. And this is the way God works. Amen. It's like a hand grenade. Amen. You're like a hand grenade. You got God's power inside of you. And you know, I'll never forget the first time I felt like dancing. And it's like I was holding a hand grenade in my hand. And all of a sudden, I pulled the pin. And I just let that thing go. And I stepped out into the aisle. And the next thing I knew, glory, 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 glory. See, you start where you are. And then the Holy Ghost will get right in the middle of it. And he'll give you the power to praise God. The lion of praise. When you start praising God, no matter what your problem, no matter what your battle, he shows up. And he begins to throw his weight around. And he's a real heavyweight. See, the devil just wants the church to sit down like a knot on the log. Oh, I got this problem. I got that problem. Oh, you just don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through either. Oh, Pastor, you have no idea what I'm going through. Oh, nobody's ever had the problems I had. Well, Jesus said, there's no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, will make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. And what the devil wants to do, he wants to oppress you. He wants to load you up. Brother Clark, you've been hit from this angle, hit from that angle, hit in your body, hit in your wife's body, hit in your mother's body. Hit all around, but he's still praising God. Hallelujah. Still testifying to the goodness of God. And some of you, you've come out of some places like that. But I learned the secret to praising God, that Jesus, he's the lion of praise. Amen. See, I've got God's address. It's P-R-A-I-S-E. And it's amazing what praise can do. Let me give you some Bible examples. When Joshua was by Jericho, he went out one night to survey the city. And when Joshua looked up, he saw a man with a drawn sword. And Joshua said unto him, are you for us or are you against us? And the man answered, said, I am the captain of the Lord of hosts. That means of the armies of heaven. Hallelujah. In other words, Joshua, I didn't come to take sides. I come to take over. I come to take charge. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm the captain of the Lord of hosts. And Joshua realized whose presence he was in. He went out to get a battle plan. Amen. That's what he was looking. I mean, Moses is gone and Joshua's now leading this place. And oh, God, what am I going to do? That's how we get at times. Oh, God, how am I going to pay this bill? Oh, God, how am I going to take care of this situation? How am I going to get through this? And that's what Joshua was up against. And he fell on his face when he recognized whose presence he was in. And he worshiped him. Do you know we're in his presence? Sometimes that altar call is not given to get souls saved. Because a lot of times it's just saints in here. And I found out one thing, most of the time if a sinner wants to get saved, they're going to get up and run to the altar anyway. But what we need to do is fall down and worship him. We need to spend some time before God praising him and worshiping him. See, a drunk can praise God. He can. I mean, I see him all the time. I love you, Jesus. I just got this habit, but I love Jesus. I see him shot up on drugs. Well, Jesus and I got my own thing going. I had one man when I was in the business world. He told me, said, Jesus and I got our own thing going. He was a whoremonger and adulterer and running around. Amen. I told him one day, I said, you don't have a thing going with Jesus. I wouldn't even save myself. But I knew one thing. I knew he wasn't saved. trying to tell me about Jesus running around shacking up on his wife, amen, telling me all about what I needed to do. I said, no, you don't have anything going with Jesus. I told one man, I was in school in Durham, and I'll never forget him. He was hitting on the girls I dated, and I was a single man. I had a right to date them. And one day he said, I got to teach Sunday school tomorrow. I said, you got to what? He said, I'm teaching Sunday school tomorrow. I said, you're not saved? He said, yes, I am saved too. He said, I got saved when I was a little boy, and you can't ever lose it. I said, you haven't got anything to lose. You just believed a lie, and you're damned, and you're going to a devil's hell if you don't repent. I wasn't even saved, but I had enough sense to know that if you're saved, a change comes. When you get saved, woo, there's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hand on me. We don't preach condemnation. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, comma, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. But a drunk can praise God, but the only people that can worship him, those that worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to come the way of the cross. You got to come the way of the book. You got to put down your booze and pick up the Bible. Hallelujah. God is a great God. But Joshua, he fell on his face and he worshiped the Lord. Joshua had come face to face with the incarnate Christ. And the Bible says Jericho was straightly shut up. None came in and none went out. And the Lord told Joshua, said, I have given Jericho into your hands. Have you ever had God tell you something like that? You don't have it, but God says you have it. That baffles some people's mind. That baffles the world's mind when you say, I have it. Now, sometimes I get something from God and I don't have it. I tell my wife, I said, I have it. I have it in the faith realm. It's mine. I said, God spoke it to me, and I have it. I can't tell you how I know I have it. I just know I have it. Hallelujah. And I've laid hold of things like that. And when they would show up in our lives, I'd say, I'll never remember that great big blessing God gave us. And we drove it into the driveway. And I told my wife, I said, the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It would read like this if you put that inference in there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance of things not seen. Faith is always now. And I told my wife, I said, faith brought this here. I said, God spoke to me and I just hung on to it. I said, this car is no longer faith. I said, we're sitting in it. Brother Doug, that business is no longer faith. You own it. Hallelujah. But it was in the faith realm at one time. And faith is always now. If you ever get something great from God, it was now faith. And I told my wife, I said, faith brought this. And if we ever get another car by faith, it will be now faith. And that's the way God works. But Joshua, he's out there. He comes in face to face with God, and God gives him his battle plan, and he told him, he said, I want you to march around those walls for 6 days. He had it, but he didn't have it. God said, I've given it to you. And on the seventh day, they would march around the wall 7 times. The priests were to blow the trumpets, and the people were to shout with a loud shout. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Will you praise the Lord with me? Will you lift your hands, please, church, and praise the Lord? I believe they shouted like this. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! Glory. Glory, glory. And the walls of Jericho came tumbling down because God's people shouted them down. Hallelujah. You can shout your problems down. You can praise your problems down. Hallelujah, because the Lion of Praise, he'll get involved in it. Amen. When Jehoshaphat found himself in trouble with the Moabites and the Ammonites and the Syrians and the others coming against him to attack Jerusalem. Jehoshaphat called on the Lord and says, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." And God spoke to Jehoshaphat. He said, "I want you to send Judah up first." In other words, I want you to send up praise. Hallelujah. And when the smoke had cleared away, the battle had already been won. I can just imagine that army. Amen. I want you to sing in the choir. I want you in the choir. I want you and you. Anybody that can carry a tune, I want you in this choir. If you can't carry a tune, I want you in here anyway. Hallelujah. I just want you to make some noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. And they look at Jehoshaphat, said, "Are you crazy? They got swords and we got songbooks, and you want us to go out before the army praising God? Do you know what kind of army that is? They're the world's most elite force. They're some of the strongest fighters there are." God says, "I want you to put the choir up front, and I want you to sing this song. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Hallelujah. And when the smoke cleared away, the battle had already been won. Don't ever underestimate the power of praise, because praise is a weapon. Look at Psalms 149, verse 6, concerning spiritual warfare. "Let the high praises of God be in your mouth, and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands." Look at this. "To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people." You want to punish the devil? Do you want to punish him for what he's done in your life? Start praising God. Amen. "To bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron." Amen. Just to break every chain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. "To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor hath all the saints. Praise ye the Lord." When I read that, "this honor has all the saints," I said, "Praise God. It's an honor, Lord, just to praise you." What an honor. Yet we sit back and we're afraid somebody will say something about us praising God. Amen. I tell you, I'll never forget when I was working in the secular world, one of my secretaries, one day I was standing there in front of some businessmen. She said, "You're one of those Pentecostals, aren't you, that speak in tongues?" I said, "Yes, I am." She thought she was going to embarrass me. She gave me a platform to speak to the businessmen there in the front office where I worked. She just opened the door for me. Amen. And you know what? Later she came to me. She said, "You know something?" She said, "I used to go to one of those little churches. My grandmother would take me there. And I'll tell you a little secret, too. She's visited this place several times." Amen. Because she knew something happened to this old boy, that God changed me. Amen. And people know it when you have been changed. And they know that God is a great God. David knew the secret to deliverance. Amen. David was a man of praise. Praise was his battle axe. Praise was his sharp, two-edged sword. We all think that David, if the musicians would come, that he won his battle with a rock and a rag when he went out to face Goliath. Well, he did have a slingshot. He was good with the slingshot, but he wasn't counting on that slingshot. He said, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. This day shall he give you into my hand, a five-footer talking to a ten-footer." And I believe he was running like this. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, "From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised." We're to praise him, church. I hope this is getting in your spirit, because there are battles we will all face. And I encourage you to get alone with God when nobody can criticize you and say, Lord, I heard all those scriptures about praise. I've heard how the people in the battle, the Bible won their battles with praise. And God, I'm going to praise you. There's nobody here to criticize me. I've heard what your word says. So God, I'm going to step out on faith. And I'm going to praise you. Because you're worthy to be praised. I'm going to praise you for your redemptive acts. I'm going to praise you for your creation acts. I'm going to praise you for your provisional acts. I'm going to praise you, God, because you've been faithful to me. I'm going to praise you because the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. I may be in a hard place, but I'm not staying here. I'm coming out on wings of praise. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Brother Claude.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a rich like me. I heard about his wronging, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sins, and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me, and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is in him. He plunged me to victory, he did the cleansing blood. Well, I heard about his healing, of his plans and power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he called the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Here I knew him, and all my love is in him. He cleansed me to victory, he did the cleansing blood. Well, I heard about a mansion he's built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the songs of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. My Savior forever. He bought me, and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all. all my loving. He plunged me to victory. Deep love and sing fun. Well, I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And it caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. Come now, Jesus, came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me. He bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is new. He plunged me to victory beneath the
cross. I heard about his mansion. Hallelujah.
Well, I heard about a mansion.
Got a mansion.
He's built for me.
Built for me in glory.
And I've heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal.
Gonna see Mama. Gonna see Daddy. Gonna see my brothers. Gonna see my friends that gone on before me. Some great preachers, some great saints. I'm gonna sing up there the songs of victory. Woo!
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Yeah. Get the devil a migraine.